This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. 2013 was the year when an Italian chef got together with a Korean chef to make cross-cultural dishes, when one of New Yorker's fussiest cooks opened a new restaurant, when people stood in line for hours to buy a cronut for four times the cost of a regular raised glazed at Dunkin', and when a cheap red sauce joint ruled the gastronomical world. That, at least, is the world or word, according to Ryan Sutton, restaurant critic for Bloomberg News. Welcome back to WNYC, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
Your year-end review of the 12 best new restaurants includes, and I'm going your top three down, Carbone, The Elm, and New York Sushi Co. and Sushi Nakazawa, tied for third, as well as, further on down the list, the Italian place Piora, the Korean joint Hanjan. What ties them together?
They are asking a little bit more for their food price-wise than we'd normally expect for such restaurants. New Yorkers and Americans have generally relegated high-end restaurants to Spanish restaurants, to Italian restaurants, and to French restaurants and certain American restaurants. These are slightly outside of those boundaries.
Number six on your list is Piora, that has two cross-cultural chefs. What makes the marriage of Korea and Italy work here for you?
What makes it work is that they use food that tastes good. I can't describe it any other way than that.
Well, that works for all restaurants.
Right? It raises a few eyebrows because when we think of Korean food, we think of traditional ethnic food that hasn't integrated too much in the larger global community. Of course, when we think of American or French food, we think of global fusion. But guess what? It works with Italy and Korea, too. Think squid ink bucatini with scallions, crab, and black garlic, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds great. Number two on the list is a new place by Paul Liebrandt, someone you call one of New York's fanciest, fussiest chefs.
That's correct. And he used to serve $155 tasting menus at his old restaurant, Corton. Here at the Elm, a lot of the dishes are under $25. I think he serves one of New York's best linguine with clam sauce dishes, except it's not necessarily linguine. It's what we traditionally call the dish. He serves pasta with clam sauce, and his trick is he actually boils the pasta in the clam stock. It gives it a really intensely briny seafood maritime flavor.
Your restaurant of the year is Carbone. Tell me why.
Carbone is in New York's Greenwich Village, and it's such a cutting-edge restaurant because it's serving red sauce, Italian fare, all the manigot and the baked ziti that we grew up eating on Long Island, or at least that I grew up eating on Long Island, and they're making it a little bit more expensive. But they're doing it justifiably so because they're applying brilliant techniques and brilliant flavors for it. They're taking a cheap cuisine, they're making it expensive, and it's absolutely brilliant.
In your list, you made a special mention of Dominique Ancel, the bakery just down the street from us here on Spring Street in Soho. I see the lines there, 7 a.m. around the block. People were very cold this morning as they were waiting for the bakery to open for the cronut, their croissant donut. That opened in 2011. Why is it making your list in 2013?
It's making my list because Dominique Ancel, to me, with the debut of the cronut this spring, has become, to a lot of tourists and out-of-towners, I think the friendly face of fancy food in New York. And a cronut is fancy. Like we said, it's expensive, $5 for a donut as opposed to $1. And if we can get so many people, these tens of thousands of people, to wait hours in line for an expensive pastry, then I think we have hope for advancing the rest of food. We have hope that people will wait 30 days in advance to get into Carbone. Listen, if food...
Why is this hopeful?
Because Americans traditionally haven't spent as much of their disposable income as people from other countries on food, and we haven't been paying enough for so-called ethnic food like Laotian food and Italian-American food. And people need to realize that a bowl of pho shouldn't cost $5. It should sometimes cost $23 because it's made with the same care, love, and ingredients as their fancy French food.
We'll leave it there. Ryan Sutton reviews restaurants for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much for coming by, Ryan.
Thanks, Amy.
To see his entire list of his best restaurants of 2013, go to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.